Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Beth Lee.
And we are the Youngs. Join us today as we begin our discussion entitled Using Technology Wisely in Your Home. Today's discussion is from part one. We want to begin a new series, and I'm not sure how far we'll go with this or how many weeks it will take, but we want to talk about technology, using technology wisely.
Yes, put it away and go outside. It's spring, people. It's beautiful.
That's a good point.
There we go. End of podcast.
As we sit inside podcasting on this beautiful day using our technology. What happened to get us kind of on this thought was that we found a book. Actually, it was a book that was given to me quite some time ago. And it's one of those books that was on my desk for a long time. And I was traveling somewhere and I picked it up and decided I'll take this book and read it. And it's a book called The TechWise Family, Everyday Steps for Putting Technology in Its Proper Place. Mm-hmm. And Andy Crouch wrote this book. And first of all, I just want to recommend it to you. It's well worth your reading.
Yes,
it's not a hard
read. It.
Not a difficult read. It's very honest and open.
Yes.
It's very fair.
You can listen to it on Audible.
I read it. I'm old fashioned. My wife listened to it on Audible because she's tech savvy.
She was just trying to get it in.
And I think she listened on double speed even. So she was speed reading this
one. I did. It was awesome.
And so it's an excellent, excellent book, but it got us meditating and thinking about using technology. Mm-hmm. And if you're a parent, as we are, or you even live in this world, you're aware of the fact
even
that technology,
if you're single.
Technology is here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have feelings about it. Mm-hmm. We all know that we use it more than we should. We know that we veg and yet accomplish nothing.
Yes.
I talk to parents all the time who, you know, the kids never talk anymore. We're just, technology is here to stay, but it is a part of our life that we need some help with.
Yes.
And just right up front to begin this thought on technology, I think we're going to title it Using Technology Wisely in Our Families.
Okay.
And we're not against technology, so just state that right up front. We are not against technology.
As we sit here with your computer.
Bethley has my iPad. Yes. I have a MacBook. We both have cell phones, and we have a television in our trailer in our house. And
we do.
We're surrounded by technology. We are not against it.
And we have microphones right in front of us.
We do.
And is that called a soundboard?
I think so.
Whatever that technological device
here. It's this cool thing that I bought to record these podcasts on.
Yes.
And, so we're not against technology, but we believe that it is a tool that must be wisely used and continually monitored.
Yes.
Because if we don't use technology wisely and we don't continually monitor it, what we find out is that we tend to abuse it. Mm. So we can use it or we can abuse it.
Or it can abuse us.
And that's very true. So three key words to kind of get us thinking today. And so Bethy's going to give us three key words just to get our thoughts rolling here about technology. First key word is?
The first key word is better.
It's the word better. Better use of time. Is there a better investment of knowledge? Is there a better activity that I should be doing as opposed to vegging on Instagram or whatever? Is there a better way to socially interact? We do believe that we've been told anyway, that technology has opened the door for us to have massive social interactions, and yet people are more unhappy than they've ever been with their social life.
Right. Even during the pandemic, you would see advertisements or whatever for stay connected with those you love, even safely, you know, and I do thank the Lord for technology. We have children that live on the other side of the United States from us. And so we get to see them via FaceTime. Yeah. And so I am very thankful for that. That is a wise use of technology when we can't be together. But when you can safely connect here, even during this pandemic, and I think we can, then it is better to be face-to-face than it is to be on
Facebook. God made us to be relational.
Yes.
He designed us for a relational. That's why marriage is so important. That's why moms and dads in a child's life is so important. That's why siblings are so important. That's why friendships are so important.
Right.
And there's just nothing like a socially interacting in literal physical connection.
Yes.
So there's the word is better. And I would just even suggest there may be a better way to grow intellectually and spiritually than you can find on the internet, on using technology. So the first key word is better. The second key word, by the way, in the book that we read, one of the things he said that I thought was worth sharing with our audience, he said, better use of technology is radical. And it's radical because it requires making choices that most of our neighbors aren't making. And then he says, it requires making choices that most in our churches aren't making.
True.
It's easy for those of us in the church to think, well, you know, the world, they don't know any better, but we are believers and we have the truth. But the fact of the matter is, when it comes to social media, to technology, it is just as easy to abuse technology in the church, in the Christian home, as it is for the rest of the world. So,
absolutely.
So the key word, first of all, is better. The second key word is?
Balanced.
Is balanced. And technology is a tool to be enjoyed. We do believe that the Bible teaches that God gives us richly all things to be enjoyed.
Even Pinterest.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but technology is a tool to be enjoyed. And the key word is, it's to be enjoyed in balance.
Right.
We would say technology provides opportunities that we can use in balance. Previous generations could refer to fathers and mothers and others. They could say, we have a need in our life, so, boy, I need help with this. And so they would go visit their parents.
Right, get counsel.
They would get counsel from a person across the fence. They would talk to their neighbor across the fence to get advice.
Right.
It is our, just the way we've been taught now, when we want advice or we want to know how, we run straight to technology.
Yes, YouTube or Google.
It's our go-to. It's our go-to. And it's very easy for it to become out of balance. One author said that, technology is moving faster than we can wisely respond. About the time we figure out what to do about this particular app, it's obsolete and a new one has replaced it.
True.
And it just goes so fast. As moms and dads, you parents know this, if your children are involved in any way, shape, or form in the culture around us technologically, then you know and I know that, my goodness, it just never stops.
Right.
And it's so hard to stay on top of things. So the key word is better. The second one is the word balanced. And the third one and the first one are similar, but I thought it was worth putting them separately. So the third key word is?
Best.
Is best. We cannot allow technology to rob us of that which is best. God has a plan for our lives, has a plan for our homes. He has a plan for our children.
Right.
And when technology undermines that, we've chosen that which is less than best. And so God certainly has a plan there. One of the sections in the book we read, The Tech Wise Family, he kind of went through this particular place regarding technology in its proper place as opposed to being out of place. And so, Beth, and I'll just read a few of these to you just because it made us think, and I hope you'll think with us about this. Here's what the author said. Technology is in its proper place when it helps us bond with the real people we have been given to love. And then conversely,
it is out of place when we end up bonding with people at a distance, like celebrities whom we will never meet or know.
Isn't that interesting? In our home, Beth and I can bond, and that is appropriate.
Yes.
And that has great value to it. But bonding with a celebrity that we don't know, cannot know, never will know, and probably if we knew, might not even agree with or like.
Absolutely.
We've got technology out of its place when that's inappropriate there or out of line.
Right.
Technology is in its proper place when it starts great conversations.
It is out of place when it prevents us from talking with and listening to one another.
And that's a challenge for even us as parents because our children sometimes will not obey first and fast as they're taught to do because technology has distracted them.
Yes.
And so they are even missing the point. They don't hear. They don't listen.
Right.
And it's so easy to jump into a car and everybody plug in headphones and we don't talk anymore in the car.
We don't talk to each other. Or even your child comes into the living room and you finally just settled in from a very busy day and a little bit of mindless scrolling sounds good. And your child is excitedly trying to tell you something that happened during school or at church or with a friend. And you're just, you know, in mode and you're not really listening.
That's a good point right there.
Yeah, so it's convicting.
Technology's out of place. Yeah, let's move on from that one. That's a little personal right there. Technology is in its proper place when it helps us to care for our fragile bodies that we inhabit.
It is out of place when it promises to help us escape the limits and vulnerabilities of those bodies altogether.
And what the author means by that is that God designed us weak.
Yes.
We are weak. We need help. We need others. And technology teaches us to escape issues rather than face issues.
Right.
And it's so easy to replace the God's plan for our lives, that we connect, that we get help, that we talk, that we listen, that we reach out to each other, that we encourage each other, strengthen each other.
Right.
It's so easy to replace that with an escape, whether it's in social media or whether it's just in a video game or a movie or a binge on Netflix. Technology is out of place when that happens. Technology, you got something to add to that before we move on?
Actually, I was thinking of the, there are several different illustrations we could use with that, but Mr. Andy Crouch, his daughter, and her name isn't coming to my mind right now. We'll look it up here in a minute.
It's Amy, isn't it?
Amy. Yeah. She wrote a follow-up book called My TechWise Life. And actually, we as a family are just listening to this on Audible. We've only finished a couple of chapters in it. But in one of the chapters, she gives the illustration of as a teenager, she was really hurt that friends had posted pictures from a school event, and she felt that she didn't look her best in those pictures. Sure. And so it just really hurt her. But instead of dealing with the problem, she turned to more social media. She tried to just escape. And she realized, even as a 16-year-old, which I thought was wise on her part, probably because her parents have set her up in a tech-wise lifestyle. But she realized pretty quickly that she wasn't escaping anything at all. I mean, it might numb the pain for a little bit, but when she was done scrolling, she felt worse than she did before.
Absolutely.
And we do tend to do that sometimes, just to escape from what's going on with our bodies, instead of prayerfully taking it to the Lord and then getting counsel and encouragement from other people.
Sure. And we haven't finished her book, but having started that book, it's a book we'd also recommend.
Absolutely.
Because she is giving the daughter view of parents who tried so hard to help them have a tech-wise family.
Right. And it's just very real and open, kind of a teen-to-teen talk.
So, and it reminded me, too, that a parent's choices can matter here.
Yes.
Her mom and dad's just taking the time to invest and to help and to challenge and to make hard choices at times.
Yes.
That certainly paid off in her life.
Absolutely.
And she acknowledges that. You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today's episode was the beginning of our series entitled Using Technology Wisely in Your Home. Join us next time as we continue part one.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.